personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.
Informed Choice personal finance news at 11:30 a.m. on Thursday, the 21st of January 2016. I'm Martin Bamford. European stock markets appear to be stabilising after a day of falls. Leading UK company shares represented by the FTSE 100 index were up by 0.5% at open, despite the main stock index in Japan closing down by more than 2% earlier. The FTSE 100 is now in bear market territory after falling 20% from its record high recorded last April. Investment bank Goldman Sachs is backing the campaign to keep Britain in the European Union. They have invested a significant sum in the campaign Britain Stronger in Europe, a non-political donation timed to coincide with a speech due to be made by David Cameron at the World Economic Forum in Davos. The date of the referendum on Britain's continued membership of the EU has not yet been announced. British car production reached a 10-year high in 2015. According to the Society of Motor Manufacturers, output rose by 3.9% to 1.5 million cars last year. Jaguar Land Rover overtook Nissan to become the biggest car maker in Britain, with a 9% increase in production. The overall figures fell short of industry expectations as a result of falling demand in Russia and China. The number of people switching bank accounts has fallen sharply during the past year. The latest figures from BACS, the current account switching service, reveal less than 1 million people switched their accounts in the year to October. This is 11% lower than the previous year, when 1.2 million account switches took place. The most popular banks for British savers to switch to appear to be Santander, Halifax and Nationwide. Barclays, NatWest, RBS and Lloyds Bank experienced the largest number of switches away. Chancellor George Osborne has backed Christine Lagarde for a second term as Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund. Her current term at the head of the organisation finishes in July and she is hoping for a second year term despite possibly facing a criminal trial in France. Today is the start of a three-week nomination period for the next head of the IMF, which will be decided by the Board of Directors in February. That was your personal finance news bulletin from Informed Choice. For more, follow us on Twitter at Informed Choice.
Personal finance and investing news from Informed Choice.